We welcome to Star 94.1, Stacey Hawkins Adams. How are you, Stacey?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
Hey, just fine. Your book, it seems like it's a very interesting read. The main character is Serena?
Yes, Serena Jasper is the main character in Watercolor Pearls.
Okay, and she's the preacher's wife.
She is.
Uh-huh. Tell us about, first of all, what made you come up with that concept of writing a book?
Well, I have always been a writer since childhood. I've always loved to read and write, and it was just a gift that my family nurtured in me. And they would take my short stories and my poems and type them up and give it back to me and say, here's your book. So I always had this image in my mind that I was a writer. And then as I grew in faith and became an adult, I realized that I wanted to write Christian stories or stories about everyday people who were living their faith and letting it guide them, you know, no matter what the issue was.
Now, with Watercolor Pearls, are there any true characters?
People always ask me if they're true characters, and I typically say no, but I think that they are characters that we can relate to. You mentioned Serena. She's the lead character, and in this book, which is the third book that features Serena, she's a stay-at-home mom of two-year-old twins, and they're kind of driving her crazy, and her husband's a minister, and she's kind of having to deal with the women flirting with him and all of that. So that's her issue. And then her best friend, Erica, has separated from her abusive husband, and she's trying to decide whether it's okay to leave the marriage or if that would not please God. And then the third young lady who's featured in the book, Tawana, has a promising career as a lawyer in front of her, but she is troubled by the choices of her past, and she's ashamed of those things. So that's holding her back, and she's kind of finding herself in bad relationships and turning to alcohol.
Now, what do you mean by watercolor pearls?
Well, watercolor pearls is just a metaphor for how pearls are shaped in an oyster. If you know anything about that, the way a pearl is formed is that an irritant or a parasite will enter the body of an oyster. And in order to protect itself, that oyster forms layer upon a layer around that irritant until years later you have this beautiful pearl. So the title is just a metaphor for where these three women are in their lives, and they come to understand by the end of the book that they basically are pearls in progress, and the issues and the doubts and the fears and the challenges that they're facing are basically just shaping them into the pearl that God has destined them to be.
Our guest is Stacey Hawkins Adams. Stacey, what do you want the readers to get from your book?
Well, I guess what I would want them to take away is what these characters finally understand, and it's taken from Matthew 13, verses 44, 45, where it talks about a pearl merchant who was searching for that choice pearl, and once he found that choice pearl, he gave up everything in order to get it. And that merchant in our lives is God, is Christ, and he sees us, each of us, as that choice pearl. And so I would want the readers to enjoy these characters, relate to the characters, but take away the message that whoever you are, wherever you are in your life, you are a choice pearl, and if you just persevere and hold on, then God will turn you into the true, beautiful pearl that you're supposed to be.
How do you come up with characters in your book? Do you see, say, for instance, maybe people that you may interact with in, and then you turn them into maybe real-life characters? Or, I mean, how do you just pick a character to put in your books?
Well, you know, sometimes what happens is you have an idea of who that character is going to be, and it might be taken, like, you might take the personality of somebody you met, but then you take the physical features of somebody else, and then you take the spirituality of somebody else, and you kind of make this imaginary person. But what happens as a writer, once you create these characters, they actually become real to you. So once I'm writing that story, the person that Serena has been created to be, she takes over, and Erica takes over, and Tawana, and when I'm writing and I'm speaking or writing dialogue for them, I'm thinking, well, how would Serena say this? So it's not really me, the writer. It's really me being that muse for what God wants to say through that character. And then for me, what was also helpful is that I was a newspaper reporter for 14 years, and I covered social issues, so I had an opportunity to interact with some of the poorest people that you could ever meet, as well as some of the wealthiest and most famous. So I have been given a landscape of people that I can draw from to create characters.
Would you like to see this book turned into a stage play or maybe a movie?
Oh, of course, of course. I think that would be every author's dream, but definitely I think that these are characters that would just resonate with readers or people who were viewing it on TV or in a movie, on a movie screen. So I would love to see that happen. And Watercolor Pearls is actually the third book in a series that features these characters. So the first one is Speak to My Heart. The second one was Nothing But the Right Thing. And then this story, even though it's a standalone book and you would be lost if you just picked it up by itself, but if you read the others, this kind of wraps up their journey for you. And I think it would be great to have a movie with these characters.
I was going to ask you that question. You say, actually, these books build upon each other. So basically, if one would go out and get Watercolor Pearls, they may be missing something. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, because even though they're part of a series, I've written them as standalone titles. So I've had people who read the second book, Nothing But the Right Thing, and they didn't even realize there was a first book. But I purposely have written them as standalone titles. So if you picked up Watercolor Pearls, you wouldn't feel lost, and you wouldn't be wondering, oh, what happened before, because I do give you some of that summary. I weave that in throughout the book. However, if you did start at the beginning, you just feel like you know the characters a little bit better.
Okay. So basically, say if I picked up Watercolor Pearls and I really enjoyed it, I may go back and grab that first or second book.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people have done, because they will read the, you know, whichever book they come to, and then they'll go to the website and realize that there are other books, and so then they'll pick up the others. And so then they kind of know more of the story, but they weren't lost when they were reading whichever title they came to.
Stacy, what do you want to see this book do for Stacy Hawkins Adams?
Oh, wow. You know, I guess I haven't thought about it in terms of what I want it to do for me. Of course, every author wants to, you know, have their books to become bestsellers. So I guess if anything for me, I would love for it to be a bestseller, but then again, I look at that as not so much for me, but that means that I'm touching more readers. You know, my prayer to God is that this is a book that will reach millions, because I really feel like the message of the Watercolor Pearl is such a powerful message, because it just helps women and readers in general, women and men, to understand that God loves you unconditionally, and, you know, there's nothing that you can do that will make him love you more except be the person that he created you to be. So really, I would just be blessed if millions of people read it and they were touched by it.
Is it hard being a Christian writer, or maybe I should say a writer who is a Christian?
I think it can be, but it doesn't have to be. As I mentioned, I was a journalist, and I actually worked for the Richmond Times-Dispatch for 12 of those 14 years. And I had the opportunity to write a faith-based newspaper column called Inspirations for 6 years. And that was interesting, because I would write about God, I would write about faith, I would write scriptures, and yet I was in an environment where in the journalism world, you don't get a lot of people talking about faith and God. It's supposed to be separate, just like church and state. However, what I found in that situation was, because people knew that I was a person of faith, even though they kind of shunned the whole God thing, when they needed God or when they needed prayer, they knew where to come to. So I look at it in that sense. You know, I hope that people who are struggling with their faith or who are running from God, that they will find these books and realize that God's not this scary person and he's not trying to condemn them. So in that sense, I really see it as a calling to be a Christian writer or a writer who writes about Christian themes.
Now, if one wants to pick up the book, where can they pick the book up from?
The book is available nationwide, so they can go to their local bookstore. If they don't have it on the shelves, the store can order Watercolor Pearls. They can also order it on any website, such as Amazon.com or their favorite retailer. And they can also visit my website to read excerpts of the books and order the books there. And that is www.StacyHawkinsAdams.com.
It's our guest, and we thank you, Stacy, for taking time out of your busy schedule. And again, we apologize for a couple of the mix-ups, but we're glad that we got you on.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's my honor to be on. I just really appreciate it.
It's our guest, Stacy Hawkins Adams, the book Watercolor Pearls. Pick it up. We're Star 94.1.